South Park rips attention-loving Meghan and Prince Harry over privacy demands. By Warner Todd Houston on February 16, 2023. The long-running satirical cartoon South Park took aim at former royals Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle on Wednesday, portraying them as the Prince and Princess of Canada, whiny and privileged shills who constantly self-promote while claiming to want privacy. Of course, in real life there is no Canadian royalty separate and distinct from British royalty, and South Park invented them to serve as a parody of Harry and Meghan. The episode begins as the prince and princess attend the funeral for Canada's queen, but are disrespected by the other royals, one even farts at the pair. The experience leads them to appear on a morning TV interview show to tell the world that they just want some privacy and want to be thought of as normal people, the Daily Mail reported. In one scene on the fictional Good Morning Canada, the red-headed Prince of Canada is seen pushing his memoir, entitled Wah, which features a cartoon copy of the cover of Prince Harry's real book. Meanwhile, the Princess of Canada is portrayed in a pink dress and white hat that looks strikingly similar to the real outfit worn by Meghan Markle for Trooping the Colour in 2018. The two also carry protest signs into the interview, one reading "Stop looking at us," and the other reading "We want our privacy," as they go on to get grilled about how they continue to seek publicity even as they claim to want privacy. The cartoon couple soon storm off the set of the interview when pressed about their veracity about being allowed to pass as normal, and they move to South Park with the princess explaining that if we moved here, people would think we're really serious about wanting to be normal. From there, the prince and princess embark on a worldwide privacy tour where they quixotically parade around in France, India, and Australia proclaiming how they don't want any publicity and want to be left alone even as they seek the opposite. Once they decide to move to South Park to prove they want to be seen as regular people, South Park kid Kyle complains that the prince and princess are hardly acting normal as they park their private jet outside their new home and the prince plays polo in the front yard. "They have this huge jet parked in front of my house and they keep on wanting me to buy their book," Kyle says to Kenny, Cartman, and Stan. Even as the prince and princess claim to want privacy, they continue to make themselves conspicuous with fireworks, loud outdoor parties, bright lights, deliveries of lavish furnishings, and giant banners demanding their privacy. The prince even plays a drum kit in front of his house while yelling at neighbors to stop looking at him because he wants privacy. Later in the episode, the prince and princess take a meeting with a company that creates celebrity brands. During the meeting, the rebranding expert finds the princess brand, saying she is known as sorority girl, actress, influencer, and victim. He then tells the prince that he has his brand as royal prince, millionaire, world traveler, victim. But the prince finally has an epiphany during the meeting and declares, "Trying to make ourselves into a brand just turned us into products. No more magazines and Netflix shows, we can just live a normal life." He decides and then gets up to leave the branding meeting. "Come on, honey, we don't need this place." The princess remains seated with the branding manager, causing the prince to leave the meeting alone, rejected by his publicity-hungry wife. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.